You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Patrick, what do you got for us?
You had the golden opportunity. The St. Louis had half their defense, right, if they were lucky?
Yeah.
They got Perunovic back.
Less than half, yeah.
But you had your opportunity, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Four out. Four of their top defensemen.
And what's the guy who got his head rung, the bell rung here, he still isn't playing. How bad a concussion did he get?
I don't know.
I mean, come on, buddy.
I don't know.
All you did was get hit in the head.
Oh, Bertuzzo. Oh, yeah, Bertuzzo. No, he took a puck to the head. Who knows what happened there? He could have fractured something.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I believe Berube said Letty and Bertuzzo are close, but that means nothing in hockey. Mm-hmm.
No, because they're lying, right?
Oh, God, yeah. You could be dead and they'd say you're close.
Now, is Perunovic like their seventh defenseman when they're healthy, or is he one of their six?
He got hurt
in March and I guess.
Yeah, I think he was in the rotation, okay. And I think he got hurt and then came back yesterday.
I said that he, on Twitter, I said, he reached the standard of my hockey observation. Because I'm not a guy who shows up and see who's on what lines or watch. I just watch.
Butch Davis.
And if someone, Butch Davis.
Yeah,
he's
good.
If he stands up
Cowboy.
For me,
yep.
Then I pay attention, right?
Yep.
Butch Davis, he's good. The first time I saw Perunovic, I was up in UMD for a game. Mm-hmm. And I said, who's that Thumb Beach?
Yeah.
He's good. That's
that was a Royce scouting report.
What else do you need? What else?
You called Bill Guerin or Paul Fenton at the time and said
they're either good,
yep.
or they're bad, or they're just in that maze of nothingness that's taking place down there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know who they all are. You just got to know the good ones and the bad ones, right?
That's a start.
That's right.
That's a start
right
to great scouting.
Right in the middle. Well, we had them spinning around in the third period, but it was too late. And you knew they were going to go to Binnington. I had no idea that he was 0-9 in playoff games since he won the cup.
How about that?
That was incredible. How did they even play 9? I mean, did they get swept a bunch of times since they won the cup?
Well, what? That's a four-game series, and then they won five?
They probably made the play-in in that bubble. You know,
oh,
so
okay.
I don't
Does
know
that if, count now? Do we count that?
We decided that was playoffs.
We can't. Yeah.
Yeah, they
okay.
remember
they
originally
they
said
wasn't.
It wasn't going to be, and then all of a sudden
it's
all playing for
NBA. It's not a playoff game.
But they tell you it's not a playoff game.
Right.
They tell you that. But the NHL originally said
You
had to win the first round to make the playoffs, but then they changed that. So all 24 of them were in the playoffs.
Okay,
which
so that's
means
how.
You really that had to stink right. to not be there, right?
Yep.
24 out of 31. Just like when Louis was putting 16 out of 21 in the playoffs, right?
Those were the days. Man, those were there the some bad teams in
the
playoffs.
I still like our boys to win the series, but, you know, last night you could have really, I mean, late yesterday afternoon, you could have really done them in because they were scrambling, to say the least. So I think we got to say we're impressed with the Russian. He's been pretty good.
Oh, he's been fantastic.
Yeah, he's the reason they're probably going to win the series.
Right? Yes, he's the difference.
Mm-hmm. So, who told you guys that it was going to be 2-2?
You did, Mr. Puck.
And game five would decide who wins.
Mr. Puck.
Yeah, you did
I'm
last
still
week.
Still sticking with that.
Okay.
I suppose if you go back in the history of the NHL,
yep.
The team that wins game five wins 75% of the time, probably, I would think.
Huh? I think the 79. Exact number, it's like, is it 79?
The team that wins game five of a 2-2 series is 219-58.
Yeah, that's 4 out of 5 then, basically. Right?
So, so you're probably going 75%. To be proven to be correct.
But my theory is, if you win game five on a road, the team going, you never lose game six when you go back home. You know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you win game five, the other team goes back.
You're positioned
but,
very well.
But if you...
Look at you.
If you're the home team and you win game five, you still say, okay, I still got the home game, game seven, so I don't care what happens in game six, right? Mm-hmm. But then again, I wonder what the stat is on game sevens, home and away, the last 8-10 years. I bet the home team doesn't have a big advantage in the NHL.
That's very possible.
I bet it doesn't. But
yeah, that's possible.
If you're to game seven, because maybe. It's, you know, the... You go out there, the crowd gets you all crazed. They're going nuts.
Put pressure on you.
You put some pressure on for 5 minutes, and then everybody...
2003, right? Vancouver, Colorado, we saw it twice.
Yeah.
Game seven.
Yes, and you just withstand the early blitz, and then then the pressure switches to the other guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're at home in game seven, you're favored to win.
Yes.
When the series started, you were favored to win. So.
Yes.
Everybody's saying the Wild was a small favorite. They were 3-2.
Vegas loved them.
Yeah, they were 3-2. 150.
Yeah.
They were, you know,
that wasn't that small.
-150. It wasn't that small. So, I don't know. They just, where's my guy Terrence Sicko? He hadn't done much, has he?
No, I think he's got one goal, right?
One goal. Yeah. He had, I think, 4 shots on net yesterday. He was peppering the net a decent amount, but yeah.
He has the... God-given ability to disappear among the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
He can drive you crazy. And now he's the type of guy who will come back in game five and get a hat trick.
Many years ago, I was watching them play a game and said, who's that guy? Who's that guy?
91, that 91's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But then there's other times you say, is he playing tonight?
Yes.
He's playing tonight, so... I don't know. It's fun. Let's hope it keeps going, but who knows? It's hockey. Mm-hmm. They're going to be...
And if it doesn't, Pat, we got the fighting Twins. Jace Tingler, what a great... boy, is my guy good.
Let me say something.
Here we go.
If they swing the bats against Houston...
Yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the way they swung the bats against Oakland... With its 200 batting average. I think I heard they had a team batting average of 200.
I heard that.
If they swing the bats the same way, they will get outscored 21-6.
It'll be like that series.
Get their ass. Yeah, it'll be. Well, not, I don't think
well,
they'll
the
get 40.
The pitching won't be that bad,
That one series was 44-8 or something.
Yes.
When they scored 44 in 3 games in here 1 year, right? Or was it
at Target
games?
Field, yes. Yeah, it was a 3-game.
Early in the season.
I think it was a April or May weekday series.
I think it was 2019, too. Bomba year, right? Wasn't it?
Oh, that was, I think, 27. The one where the Astros came and they just
killed them. Oh, no, that was early. That was 17?
That was 17.
Okay. Yeah, they didn't even bring their... They didn't even need the garbage cans to get 45 runs against us.
Correa hit one into the third deck in, left center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hit a... Yeah.
Just a bomb.
They're good again. You know, and the pitching's good.
There's a lot of bad teams. It's going to help. Baseball's not good. This is great.
It is. Oakland's,
if you're the Twins.
Oakland's terrible. And, there's...
Central's not great.
You know what's a little disturbing, though?
What's up?
At this moment,
mm-hmm.
The average attendance for the Cincinnati Reds is higher than for the Minnesota Twins.
Really?
Even though the Cincinnati Reds have done everything they possibly could to irritate the fans. Now, they probably had their traditional sellout for the opener, Cincinnati, so that would. But I believe, I think that's average attendance, yes.
Okay.
Because I think our Fighting Twins are 24th. Now, wow. The weather was horrible. Yes, yes, yes.
No, I know, yeah.
But I don't think Cincinnati was a day at the beach either, right? They had the same weather we did, probably.
What are the Reds at right now? Three wins, Dave?
They won one over the weekend. Yeah,
right? Oh, they're 5-23.
They won two.
They split with Pittsburgh.
I saw the passing note, Pat, I believe, he tweeted this out on Thursday. And paraphrasing a little bit here. But they were 3-22 to start the season, right? They won three of their first 25 games. If you had doubled their runs scored, they still would be like negative 30 in run differential. They have been that bad.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It was historically bad.
Does Votto get out of there too? He's a weird duck.
He's on a DL now. He's got something wrong with him. I wonder if he's emotionally destroyed.
The Twins?
They were close. What happened? They were like a...
They dumped.
If they'd had the same playoff.
They bailed.
But if they'd had the same playoff system last year, I think they would have made it.
Yeah, they decided to bail. Yeah. The Twins, to your point, are 24th in attendance, 17,621 average. The Reds are 23rd, 18,567.
Yes. It's bad.
Oakland is averaging 7,750.
They had two crowds in the twos. They're going to Vegas. They might announce
it. They should.
They might announce it this summer.
They should.
And they're still talking to Oakland, but they're kind of hoping that, you know, what somebody told me, the reason the guy wants to stay in Oakland is he might get developmental, or he might pull a Ziggy and get developmental rights down by the water there and thinks he can turn it into the same thing they have it across the way. Well, they can't. It's impossible to get in and out of Oakland down there. There'd be no parking, it would be a disaster for the A's, but it might put some money in his pocket because he can build some condos and stuff down there. But, Vegas would give you the land for free and pay for half the ballpark and half the dome, and they got a 10,000-12,000 seat minor league park that you could play
for
2-3 years. And the guy told me the only thing is you'd have to play every game at night, you know, because you can't play when it's 115. Right. They might make the minor leaguers do it, but the big leaguers are going to say, no, thank you. But they should do it. Because I'm surprised Vegas actually has any enthusiasm for baseball anyway. I'm kind of surprised because it doesn't. But what we forget is that Vegas is a sprawling area not everybody is associated with the strip, the gambling. There's a lot of civilians there it wouldn't be a football weekend, but it would be fun if your team went there 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The beat people would love it. Are you kidding?
Yes.
Let's see, you go to Oakland and stay in San Francisco, which is a great, but you got to drive or be on the strip.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anyway, it might happen. But the Cincinnati thing, I don't know what they're up to. So yesterday, the Twins, now that Trevor Larnach hurt himself making a throw home, they first described that as lower body tightness.
I know.
LBT, we call that, as I said on Twitter, not to be confused with BLW, bilateral leg weakness. It's similar, but it's not quite the same. But now they came up with some injury, right? Some pull.
Yes. They came up with an official cause.
They came up with it instead of
IL stint.
Lower body tightness. And I kind of like that guy, too, Larnach.
Larnach,
I kind of like him.
He's
at bat, so he can get a hit off a lefty. He still takes a lot of strike ones right down the pipe. But
he's definitely.
I kind of like him. But now he's. Yesterday, your bench was Ryan Jeffers and Godet.
Yes.
He had two catchers.
Why don't they IL Correa just back to the backdated?
I bet he plays Tuesday. I bet he plays Tuesday.
I mean,
against Houston, he'll want to play anyway. So
I guess, but maybe. I mean, I would find a way. I mean, why don't you find a way to have a real bench player?
Yeah, that would have been.
Especially with how they love to pull guys out.
Yeah.
You know, first sign of a guy grabs something, he's out.
He's gone. Yes, I know Tingler was saying all the things. I think Rocco was
ventriloquist
in Baltimore like this, and then the words were coming out of Tingler's
like the guy
mouth.
In soap who had the doll.
Yeah, right. I think the words were coming out of Jace Tingler's mouth. I got to say this. Jace Tingler must be a very forgiving man. Because one of the reasons he got fired in San Diego was Emilio Pagan was god-awful. God-awful. And he kept bringing him in to pitch the ninth inning.
Yeah, and they, man, did they fall apart in San Diego last season.
His last three saves.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about this.
34 pitches, 28 pitches, and 28 pitches. His last
four. Don Stanhouse.
Three saves.
Any reference to Donnie Stanhouse is a reference I endorse.
Don Stanhouse. Of course, I love bringing him up just because my guy Earl was. Back then, you could make fun of your players. If somebody attempted to make fun of their players now,
oh, God.
It would be cause, you know, it would be trauma, right?
It'd be a revolt.
Yeah, full pack, he called him. I was looking him up, and I didn't know this. He had one save. I had this in my tweet. He had one save, 20 minutes. Ninth inning, 20 minutes to get 3 outs.
He was a real scruffy guy, right?
Oh,
didn't
big
he?
The big red hair
stash.
Yeah. And he's only there maybe 2 years max.
Yeah.
He was their closer.
I remember him well, though, when I was a kid.
Yeah. And Earl would be walking up and down the dugout smoking his cigarette, waving his hands.
He wasn't kidding. He really did smoke the full pack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was one of the great smokers in history. He didn't even, I think maybe late in his career, they had to kind of put him behind their back, maybe in the mid-80s, the second time he came back, or were they?
Yeah, they tried to, yes.
They were
definitely
trying to
emphasize
hide him a little more, yeah. I mean, you couldn't just go down and look in the dugout and have a guy on the heater, right?
I think in the 82 World Series, Cardinals, Brewers, I think they scanned the dugout and... Ted Simmons has the cigarette.
He's just between
taking
innings.
Drags off the cigarette.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, the last great smoker was Leland.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Target Field, smoke-free everywhere, yep. Right? He'd have three packs on his desk in the place, and somebody said that to him once one day. Hey, Jim, this is just a needle in him. And he had a profanity.
I'm sure he did.
Uttered that. He's still with us, though. God love him.
Hey.
Those are some All-American lungs.
They are.
They are Hall of Fame lungs for Leland.
I don't know how you do it, but, yeah, there are some who can withstand that type of abuse of their lungs.
My great Leland moment was, I think I've told you this, I went over to Milwaukee to see the Marlins because they went from winning the World Series to dumping everybody.
Isinger.
And trying to lose as many as you wanted because he hated baseball. Mm-hmm. He was Heisinger, even though he won a World Series. They'd say the reason he hated baseball is he had a party at his house that the wife threw, and the football team showed up, and the hockey team showed up, and he threw one for the baseball team, and about six of the players showed up on the off day.
Wow.
They had no interest. And, because he had a... That team was full of stars and prima donnas. But I went over to Berardino was on the beat then he was one of the guys on the beat. They had four or five beat writers because they had Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and might have been another paper over there. They had four or five beat writers. And it was a beautiful afternoon in Milwaukee. I think it was like a Thursday afternoon or something. And so I said, I let him ask all their questions about the game. He's pounding the heaters. And I said, after he's done, I said, how about what they did to your ball club or something? How about what the owner did to your ball club? And I'm not talking about that. Bleeping, bleeping, bleeping. Then we all sat there in silence. And then he went for like 20 minutes.
That's beautiful.
He waited like a minute and nobody
couldn't help himself.
Nobody said anything, but we were all getting ready to kind of shuffle off. And then he went for like 20 minutes. And when they were done, I got some pats on the back from the Marlins beat writers, because they'd been trying to get him stirred up for a while. And in spring training, he'd gone off once or twice.
Right.
But we got him going.
Took a fresh face to get him new.
Going that day.
Good work.
We got him going.
Always appreciate the guy that can do that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
Or gal.
I think I'd failed miserably. I thought I'd fail. And I mean, what am I doing?
Got to give him time to breathe.
Yeah. But I'm saying, what am I doing here? I drove over here to get Leland, and he's not going to say anything. And then you're going, you know, writing as fast as you can because he just went off. So that was something. I don't know what to think of this ball club. They got to play. You got to have guys that play. Come on. God, I'd like to be somewhat optimistic, but you got to play. You know, one thing they do have they didn't have last year, though, and you said this.
What's that?
They got somebody who can play shortstop for the 50 games. I mean, center field for the 50 games Buxton's going to miss, right? Celestino is not helpless at the plate, and he's a center fielder.
Right, yeah, he's not Kepler.
Unlike Kepler, unlike David
in St. Paul is great.
I think he's on the DL or something.
They brought him off a temporary restricted list. It was a weird designation. I saw it yesterday.
I wonder if he's
and he just came back.
No, he came back. Okay. Well, maybe it was
family thing or something.
COVID or family.
I don't know.
Anyway, but this guy is not helpless with the bat right now, and he can play center field. He's hitting ninth instead of first. That tells you what the value is, though.
I think Royce Lewis can play too, Pat.
Yeah, he still looks a little nervous at shortstop, but when he doesn't have time to get nervous, on that little chopper yesterday, that was a hell of a play. Who was pitching when he made that play? Was that our?
It was
the eighth or the ninth. Yeah, by then
back
the hockey
and forth.
Game. By then the hockey game had started.
I watched the first five. That game again took an eternity.
Oh God! I thought
the hockey game started was the fifth inning, Pat.
I was in the car listening to Gladdy, and he says this game is being played at a snail's pace, and I was thinking, there's a possibility if this continues, the Wild will start 2 hours and 20 minutes later.
Yep.
And beat them.
It was in the fifth when they dropped the puck and it started at 105. Twins started at 105.
It was terrible. It was an old fashioned last year game. It was just moving terribly slow. So,
but the thing is with Buxton, Pat, it's never going to end. It just will never end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not surprised by it, but my God.
Yeah.
No, and it's a hip. This concerns me.
Now it's a hip.
Hips concern me.
Sometimes
people your age have hip problems, Pat.
How about this? They're saying he hurt himself when he hit first base.
Yes.
He would jarred himself.
On the strikeout.
Don't you want somebody to hit first base? I mean, that's...
You know what?
You can't have a skeleton so sensitive that when you stop on first base, you're going to get hurt.
It was very similar to the hip injury he suffered against Boston a year ago at this time. It was the same type of play.
And
he stretches a little bit too much, and he hits like that, and most people are fine.
And congratulations to our geniuses for giving $6.6 million to the San Diego Padres to bring in a guy, a starting pitcher who has had shoulder problems and elbow problems and tremendous durability problems, and now he's got an inflamed elbow. Yeah. We didn't get any updates yet, I don't believe.
It's not going to be good.
No. But what the hell? You can't – pitchers that are hurt are hurt. They're not going to get better.
This could be Sam Dyson, but worse.
More expensive
because you took on and you gave
all the money.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, last I looked was 10 for 10.
closing out
Rogers,
San Diego. Yeah, he's been great.
Yep, I think he's been in 11 or 12, 11 games, and he's closed out and got the save in 10.
10, yeah. And then they, last night, or yesterday, they hit a three-run walk-off. I don't know if he'd been in pitching that game and got the win.
But to your point about Paddock, here's what I don't get, okay? Tommy John in 2016, and then last September dealt with a slight UCL sprain that didn't require surgery.
Yes.
And now the elbow hurts again.
Yes.
He's going to miss the rest of the season.
Yeah, he'll be he'll probably be one of the rare two UCL transplant guys.
Yeah, so he'll be back.
About when, sometime next year when you really, and one reason they got him was because they had another year of control.
Yeah.
Which means you get to pay for his rehab, you lucky devils, you.
Yeah,
you're right. It made no sense. I mean, I like him somewhat as a pitcher, but thank God they got Josh Winder.
Yeah.
He's good.
No, he's really good.
And he doesn't look like a candidate for arm surgery, unlike the...
not yet, at least.
So what do we got? We got Sonny Gray back now.
Yep.
We got Winder. We got...
Archer.
We got... I don't like Archer. Ryan. We got Ryan,
Joe Ryan
and Ober, I would imagine, is going to be back here shortly. That doesn't sound like a big thing. Small groin pull. And who else? We're missing somebody.
We got, Kenta, but he's...
No. There's one of... Dylan Bundy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're not really missing him at all.
And there's six. They still got... I looked it up. They still... If, even Dylan without Bundy, Paddock, I think, they still got six starters.
I think it's just about done.
Well,
another scrap heap guy that they think they can change. They keep buying these cars that are beat to hell and thinking they can change.
And, you know, I don't know. I think I said a couple of times when I watched him win those first three games, throwing it over, throwing it to pretty good spots, but not sustainable against a good lineup.
Nope.
Because he, that said, you got Houston in town. It's gonna, the weather's going to be okay, right? After this
Declan's
crap
going
gets
twice
out of here. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Decks are going Wednesday, Thursday.
Then the Guardians. Let's go out and see Guardians. Welcome the Guardians. Come on. First time. First time they ever played the Guardians.
Yeah.
Pat, I'm taking a half day on Thursday
Look
here.
Look at that.
Okay.
12 o'clock first pitch.
I'll be there.
90-degree heat.
Too hot.
Let's go.
So my season tickets, I'm the first row in the section, Pat, so I'm just take one step down from the concourse. I'm 24.
Covered. Look at what 2 days of sun, though. I got my color back. I drove with the convertible down for, with the top down for 2 days. Fantastic.
I forgot. I golfed on Saturday, and I forgot the back of my elbow, so my elbow right now is about as red as a crisp apple. But for the Thursday's game, because you can sometimes, with the season tickets, you can exchange them to, you know, to move down in the section. Well, I couldn't figure out a way to move down or without paying a little extra.
Why not just walk?
And then I just said, I said, you know what? There's going to be two empty seats in the sun. It's 12 o'clock. No one's going to be there. We'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
But yes, Wednesday,
Thursday.
So the
usher comes and gets your ass and says, you got to sit in your seats.
So my Saturday schedule with... seven road projects going on in the Twin Cities.
Yep.
Yeah, my God.
Was to go to the grandson's baseball game in Woodbury, which was started at 12:30, and get him to his hockey game, summer hockey, off-season hockey
game.
You're
supporting summer hockey now?
Well, I'm...
What a grandpa.
Not because I wanted to watch the game in the summer. I figured you'd give him the season. But in Brooklyn Park.
Oh, boy.
And I knew it was going to be tight to the point I did a reconnaissance mission driving up there Friday to see where the hell this arena was. I didn't trust the gal on the phone to get me there to see what road, wasn't going to be closed up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And we made it by about 10 minutes. But I didn't rush into the ballpark, rush into the hockey rink, and he's playing for a team. It's not one of the Woodbury teams. They're kids from all over, and whoever had the parents who pay the freight, right? And they have this kind of grayish uniform, grayish top, but a woolly look to it. I went in there 8 minutes to go on an 18-minute period, I think. Took me a period and a half to figure out which kid he was. I didn't know what the number was. I didn't know what the hell.
And there's no programs at summer hockey.
Yeah. Plus, I wasn't sitting next to I know some of the parents from the team he had this summer, but not, this winter, but not from this. So that was a lot of fun sitting there. But his team won 10-2. I figured out which team was his, and then they won 10-2.
He score?
I don't think so. No, I don't. Not to my
knowledge. Didn't ask him after?
He would have bragged about it if he did, so he didn't. He's not a braggart. He said he had an assist. I said, I missed that, but because I don't know who you were. But congratulations on the big victory. Even though his baseball team blew a 7-0 lead against Minneapolis. Minneapolis team. Yeah, they got ahead 7-0. They got a little cocky. They stopped adding on runs.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the ninth, or in the seventh, mm-hmm. sixth, I guess. It's only a six-inning game. In the sixth, they bring up Parker. He played with Parker last year. Parker's good. They bring him in to pitch. Three fly balls. They all drop. They lose. They give up
two
runs. Catch the ball.
Got to catch the ball.
That's what I said. Yeah, and one of them, the kid butchered one of them out in right field. I said, you got to get somebody to hit your fly balls.
Yep.
I know it's a hard skill.
Yep.
But you can't just go out there without ever having a fly ball. Three fly balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was sitting there with a bunch of moms. I said, the only thing at this level of baseball that counts is outs.
Yep.
You have to get outs.
Catch the ball.
Nothing else matters. When you're supposed to get an out, you have to do it at least 80% of the time instead of 30% of the time, right?
Absolutely.
By the time they're
11. Your fielding needs to be up to par.
Yes.
Not defense.
The other team, Minneapolis, they hit a ball to third. The guy picked it up and threw it to first.
First baseman caught it.
What the hell of a concept.
First baseman caught it?
Yes.
That's important.
Outs. We need outs. That's all that counts.
I think you should
outs.
Coach them.
I do.
I think you should start coaching them.
I would have done what.
Get the fungo out.
I would have done what the great Jack Andrews did with Jim's team out in Prior Lake. Jack was the druggist. And even with the name Andrews, he had this strong Scandinavian accent, right? I've told you this story. And Jack took this very seriously. They'd go to someplace in Iowa and play in a weekend tournament. But Carl Peterson and I were there one day, the great Carl Peterson, and having a few toddies, back by the car watching the game. And they hit a ball through the second baseman's legs, Val. Val was a buddy of Jim's, and Jack hooked him.
Mike Andrews took him out of the game?
Right, Jack Andrews, right? Just like Mike
Andrews.
Mike Andrews. Charles Fetty. He just hooked
pulled him out. That's beautiful.
Him out of the game. And then Jim was telling me stories about him when he was here last summer. And one time, Jack, he had to get a ride with his mother was working, I was working, he needed a ride, and he rode with Jack to the game and had tried to steal a base. He thought he got the steal signal. And Jack's theory, why would I ever give you the steal signal? So anyway, they're driving back. And Jack says, Ursie, sometimes you're the hero and sometimes you're the goat. And today you're the goat. That's what we need in our coaches of 12 and 13-year-olds, right?
Yep.
That's right.
Life lesson.
Standards.
Life lesson.
Standards.
It's all about the outs.
Yes. I heard the coach talking to him after the game, telling him everything was going to be all right. No. Hey, you had a chance to get three outs. You got none of them.
Should have put
them
back on the field and hit fly balls
right,
to them.
That's right.
Well, if the schedule wasn't, if they didn't have another team on the
field. Oh, gotcha.
If you want to see what happened to Twins fans, go to Bielenberg out at Woodbury on a weekend.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The soccer fields, the baseball fields, the softball fields. There are more people out there than there's at a Twins game.
Really?
There's thousands of them.
Yes.
Thousands of them. It's unbelievable. There's got to be.
No,
I told you I looked it up because you guys that all love the North Stars, and still
pined for the North Stars.
Yeah, went North. Yep.
They had never in their history, except for the early years in the early 80s, been supported like this team. I mean, they went broke at least twice,
yes.
Right? They went broke.
There's no comparison.
70s, they dumped everybody.
Yeah, we weren't
then
the state of hockey.
Dumped them again, and they made it to the finals in 91 with a team that nobody knows how.
Right.
The only reason you made the playoffs back then is 16 out of the 21 went, right?
Mm-hmm.
So compared to this.
Yeah.
These guys, the last six times I looked at home attendance before the playoffs, it was 19.
Yes, there's no zero comparison.
And all you got to do is, and those people, they go to hockey games. The people that are at Bielenberg on a weekend go to hockey games. They don't drive all the way over to Minneapolis to go to Twins games.
Now, is that because it's a status thing and it's close?
I think they love hockey. I don't know. I think they love hockey.
And they take their families and they buy jerseys?
Yeah. Oh,
and they don't get properly drunk?
Mom, dad, and two kids? No. But if they go on a weekend to a youth tournament.
They get loaded?
Yes.
God bless them.
They need grandpa there to round up the kids and get the sober grandpa.
Sober grandpa helps.
Sober grandpa.
Not all grandpas are sober.
No. Sober grandpa had his hands full up at War Road, I'll tell you what. Trying to discipline this collection of 11-year-old boy rowdies.
That's the biggest thing, Pat, is you're so right. The 60s, 70s, 80s, I think, as well, the support of pro sports wasn't anything.
Oh, God. Think of this.
Fenway Park was empty for years.
Think of this town. We brought up building a ballpark in the mid, what? When would Poland first start talking about? Early 90s?
Yes.
Early 90s.
Probably, yeah.
It was, and they had just won a World Series, and it was like the most ridiculous comment anybody could make. You got a perfectly fine dome, which, by the way, the public put $4 into.
Right.
No money.
Right.
And they kicked a few bucks loose for Gopher football and the Twins, and now look what we got. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a stadium, you know. Everybody's St. Thomas is trying to scrounge up $80 million to build another 4,000-5,000 seat hockey arena. We got Ritter. I mean, it's amazing. We got
a soccer stadium.
Yes, we do. By the way, they have now played 10 games. I refuse to call them matches because people want you to call them matches,
yeah.
Right?
On the pitch.
Fixtures, right? These are fixtures. If they're in your...
Not in the matches.
If they're league games, aren't they fixtures?
I didn't think they were fixtures.
I forget the...
Where's Jonathan Harrison when you need him?
Yeah, where is he?
Where's Jonathan Harrison?
Well, I can call him. He's my number one contact.
Right.
He's my...
If something happens to Pat Royce.
Emergency contact.
The guy has no idea how he did it. And the best part is you refuse to fix it. We could have saved Mr. Royce if only his emergency contact was closer.
Yes, right.
It's a curb.
Yeah, so, they've scored 11 goals in 10 games.
I saw your hashtag on Twitter.
11 goals.
Free Zagota.
Free Zagota. What's Zagota ever done to deserve this? You know, they brought him in. He covered some baseball last year. He did a pretty good job. He, you know, covered hockey.
Why should they send him to Antarctica, didn't they, years
yes,
ago?
Yes, yeah.
Mr. Antarctica.
And no, Sid called it. He went to the south.
Where'd he go?
He went to down there beyond Tasmania. He went to Antarctica, and Sid always called it Mr. North Pole. Sid was only off by a globe.
Mr. North Pole.
That was Antarctica. Yeah.
Did we have money back then?
Oh, God. It was unbelievable.
We were taking bills and flushing them down the toilets for fun.
It was incredible. I mean, there was anything you could think up, you could do.
Now we go to the Derby, or the strip goes to the Derby, but not the first round of the playoffs.
Well, I would have hated to have been Rachel when that. You're sitting there and you're getting ready to either write Zandon or somebody, and all of a sudden this
nobody horse.
Did that whole thing seem a bit odd to you?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Especially.
I sent you a note.
Especially, well, I had tweeted this. I said, I'm not accusing, but I'm wondering.
Yeah.
When that horse is trying to attack the pony.
Yeah.
The whole time. And even the guys on the telecast were stunned. But I think it could be usually when you go to the Derby, you got these incredibly expensive, well-bred, well-trained, you know, horses, right?
Yep.
This is some $30,000 claimer. The only previous race he won was a maiden claimer, which means nobody had won in the race, right? It was all horses that hadn't won a race. That's the only race he won. And I don't think, you know, one of the reasons he's probably been way behind is he's, you know, probably they could never get him to behave, but I don't know.
That above view, though, of him rallying to come back, I mean.
Oh, he was a rocket.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. He's, that's well put.
I'm waiting for the drug test. Let's just put it that way. But you would think, I think if you place in the top four, they test you. So I don't know what the purpose
is. They probably thought the horse would be, I didn't finish fifth. That'll look good.
Let's make him respectable. I don't know. No, I don't think we can say it for sure. There might be some reason, but it makes no sense.
Right.
He was not going to be in the race until somebody else bowed out, you know, and it's horse racing.
Well, that's the thing is the last one got disqualified, right?
Yes.
Last year?
Yeah, that was Bob Baffert, a very expensive horse.
Yes. Not to mention the fact that after I and everyone in baseball went along with the summer of 98, as these guys became massive and said, oh, this is great, the home runs are great.
Right.
Mark McGwire, of course he's that big, he lifts weights a lot.
Well,
Much more cynical.
I was there for McGwire and Sosa and was saying, boy, these guys must work out. Look at them. Son of a gun. I know that I think by then Boswell had reported that whatever that stuff was, you know, that powder.
Andro,
which is.
That's what it was.
Marginal steroid growth.
McGwire had.
I think he'd already written that. But we were still, hey, isn't this great? Look at all these guys. Huh? You know what? I wish I'd seen Pudge after. Then I would have known, because Pudge went from the Michelin man to a jockey.
Yes.
You know.
Remember when he came to spring training that one year? I saw him on
and
TV.
I got to admit, my voting standard has always been, if they hadn't got caught, I'd vote for him.
You don't vote?
I didn't vote for him. I wanted to give it 5 years to see if he got caught somehow. Some old specimen, because that wasn't normal.
No, he shrunk. He literally shrunk.
That was somebody going by and having a balloon and going, he's this little tiny guy. Went from, ugh.
I've been far more skeptical since then.
Oh, yeah.
Of any creature that suddenly becomes too good at what they do.
Yeah. And how seriously do you think we're drug testing in football these days?
Ooh. I don't know. I mean, I'd hesitate to say.
Mm-hmm.
I know they try and sell it as they are pretty hard.
But they're still a four-gamer, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they get guys, but I mean.
Yeah. It's still four games, right? I think that.
Yes. Yes, somebody, you still get.
Who did I read about that got caught? Didn't somebody just get caught? I thought somebody did. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know who disappeared from our radar? For good reason, with everything going on, but I don't think we've given the Timberwolves postmortems have lasted long enough. I think we should have bashed
one of the great chokes of.
I think we should have bashed him a little longer. I think we should have lasted a week at least of bashing him.
I don't feel. Yeah, you know what? I don't feel like the media did a real thorough job of that. I feel like there's this old. Oh, they made it, and you know, yeah, I mean, they played. Yeah. So, but you're right. It was an all-time choke job.
Yes, it was.
You don't blow that many. Fourth quarter lead double digits, set a record for it, and get a pass.
And finally, Ja hitting the floor and having the ball 40 minutes a game got to him. He's not going to play tonight, and Golden State's gonna get rid of him in a hurry. But, man, at game two when they won, did you watch that?
No, I didn't. He
was amazing. God, he was good. He was just incredible against that team because he doesn't have nearly the help. You know what Golden State has decided to do, though? Unlike the Timberwolves, they guarded, the three-point shooter.
Oh, the...
what's that guy's name? Declan.
Desmond Bane.
Desmond Bane. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
Let Brooks float around.
And Brooks got suspended for a game, right? I think he got suspended for game three, I want to say.
Let him float around. But guard, after the first couple of games when Desmond Bane is making every three he takes, guard him. You got to guard him. I think you got to go like this. Hey, Desmond. Hey,
Finchie didn't have a great
coaching series
either.
No, I bet. You know what, though? I think he's the kind of guy that admit it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll learn from it.
I don't think he's got the paranoia that most of them have.
Yeah, I could see that.
How's Dean on that? Does he ever admit to any screw-ups?
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, Dean's pretty good about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I the one thing with Dean is I think that he might use the cooling down period as well as anybody.
Oh, really?
Because you see him on the bench, and he looks like he is going to snap. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some of the stuff that they've taped in the locker room, you know, of mm-hmm. him talking. And he's really high strung. He can be really high strung. But then he comes out and he's like,
yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, he does that.
But that look in his eye, well, I wouldn't want to cross
you
him.
You look at him, and I thought, okay. Well, just looking at him when he first got the job, and well, not so much when he first got it, because he was like everybody else. I'm sure he thought it was temporary.
Yep.
And it would have been if it wasn't for the pandemic, probably. But you look at him and... You know, I got to think he could call you into the office and undress you, but he's not going to do it probably in the middle of the
room. But that look is slightly scary.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the look of...
Yeah, people compare it to Bud, but it's different. Bud was not... There wasn't fire. There was just sternness.
Yeah. I felt there was more... Bud had more of the fatherly judgment look. Dean looks like he might kill you.
Yeah, Bud's was... Are you really that stupid?
Yeah.
You know.
Right, like a judgment.
But not.
But Bud didn't have that look that screams.
No. And Bud was never.
I might choke you.
Bud was, except.
I might kill you.
Except for his thing with Alan Page, which became a very public spat. It was just, he would call you in. Everybody he ever cut, he talked to. It was none of the, even when they had 90 guys in camp.
Oh, you had to love that.
Talked to everybody. But. He'd explain, he said, I wanted to explain to them why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. He said, I didn't want them to just walk out of there and say, I wonder why they cut me, you know, or say, you know, and if they disagreed with it.
And back then
I'd say, well, that's our judgment.
Right.
You know, but this is, he said, most of them, I'd say, this is what you have to improve. A lot of them, I'd say. My recommendation would be you use that college degree of yours and get into some other field, you know.
Because you suck at football.
He would not go that far, but he always wanted them to feel like they could be better human beings when they left, even if it meant not wasting the rest of their life trying to play football. So, but that was.
Dean looks like there's times that he would like to strangle guys.
Mm-hmm.
But then he calms himself down a lot.
Yes. Yeah. How's he with the refs?
Oh, all over him.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Like during TV timeouts,
Boods,
he'll bring him over.
Does he got as much profanities as the Boods or not?
He's close.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
He's close.
Like he's not. Dean seems like a decent guy, but he's not colorful. He's not a character. Boods was a character. Yeah. So I think Boods sort of embraced the whole thing of. Yeah. You know, we knew he swore a lot. I think this guy drops F-bombs all the time, but he doesn't share that.
How bad does it have to be to get a penalty in the NHL? The verbal abuse of the refs.
You know, that's an interesting question because...
You don't see it called more than five times a year. Right?
Louis claims that now it's harder for coaches to be... verbally abusive because they'll get penalties, but I'm with you. I don't see it.
When's the last time?
Because I always was like,
how many bench penalties have you seen called in a year? Yeah,
you don't.
It's very rare. I think they're more likely, honestly, to take a player than they are a coach.
Yeah, but you know, I don't get why. Like my the thing I loved was when Sodmore would grab a player's stick, stand up on the bench, and take it and whack the boards until the official came over, and then MF him.
Yes,
I would say, why can't we get that?
Yeah,
why
doesn't
Dean, you know?
That's right.
Hey, Kirill, give me your stick. You know, you bang, bang, bang. You stupid.
This big gorilla that coaches St. Louis looks like he could.
Oh, Berube's scary.
He could chew some guys.
I bet.
These are the same guy, by the way, with the background, Berube and Everson.
Yes.
The same guy.
Just
guys that got the job because they were unhappy with somebody. It was the middle of the season. They decided to make a change.
The Berube thing was incredible.
Yeah.
He wins
the cup.
Worst team in the National Hockey League at the time, and he won the cup.
Yeah. Well, so here's my question of the week. Mm. The Dan Bellino apology did not come out till late in the afternoon or early in the evening. What threats do you think MLB made to him that would cause him to do that?
I think
because you know he had
no intention
of doing it.
I think they threatened to suspend him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
With loss of pay.
And make it public.
Because they didn't suspend him.
No,
they did not
suspend him.
I think they fined him regardless, but I think they
said they did fine him. It was probably $5,000.
That's what I was going to say. But if they suspended him with loss of pay for a series, that's
and the real kick they gave him to the groin was no discipline for Bumgarner. Yeah.
But what was he doing? I went back and watched it.
He didn't swear at. He didn't call him an F-bomb. He said, take your effing time. Mm-hmm. It didn't say you know, that's different, isn't it?
Well, but when you go back and watch it, Pat, it is one of the most bizarre.
Yeah, he's rubbing it.
Like, Bellino's literally staring. He's rubbing
the hands,
and staring at him the whole time.
Yes, because he wants him to respond because he wants to throw him out. He's that big.
If that was my player, I would have gotten out there.
I talked to an ex-Twins player who had a run-in with him and said he's just a jackass. You know, and I've seen it. Honestly, he's one of those guys that I've noticed watching games saying this guy's, you know, he's the guy that threw Donaldson out for kicking the dirt, which he probably should have, you know, that thing. But that was, you know, it was amazing that they were getting killed nationally, though. They probably had to do it. But it is amazing to me they didn't give Bumgarner a $5,000 fine or some damn thing.
But I think you're right. I don't think he did a thing.
No. But it's got to be like this guy had to be so angry that they made him.
And now they're
watching him. They probably threatened him if he ever did anything like that again.
Was Bellino mad that Bumgarner had gotten on the plate umpire?
Because
he had first base, right?
Bellino did. And there was a 3-2 pitch that everybody started walking off the field.
Yeah.
And Bumgarner yelled at the ump, and then he went back, and I think the guy, I think they got him out, but he'd already given up a home run that day. But as he was walking off, he barked at him.
Okay.
Barked at the plate umpire. Some guy named Willis. I've never heard of him, so I think maybe he was a young umpire. But Bellino came down and then decided he was going to, he's not even the crew chief, but he came down and decided to do the, instead of the, they showed some other inspections that same day where the guy just went.
Oh, they just ordinarily, and they don't look at the guy.
Unless they're super glue.
Or they'll talk to him while they're doing it.
Yeah.
They'll just have a conversation.
Yeah, okay.
This was very Joe West and weirder than Joe West. Like, Joe would do the same crap.
But Joe would have, you know.
He would have started the argument.
Joe would have yelled at him for yelling at the ump. Yeah. But this was, it was amazing to me that they stuck it to him like they did.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's about time. It is about time. That I think I mentioned this the other day, but I read to you and Phil that I read the Passan's piece on how the judge umpires based on giving them 2 inches on each side of the plate. I mean you can say okay. You know, that's lots of close pitches he missed, not bad pitches. But
You still can't say the guy was 96% accurate because he fit your strike zone, which isn't the strike zone, right?
Well, but if that's what they're going to judge them on, why is that not the Fox box? Like, if that's what we're going by, then,
yeah, they should show that.
Then let's just know what the parameters are.
Yeah.
I mean, because for a baseball, that's a fairly significant difference.
Yes, it is.
Like, if what we say, how can they not be?
If it's 2 inches and with the ball just touching 2 inches, that's 4 inches, right?
So, like, why not make that, if we're going to have to see the Fox box, why not make that the Fox
box? The Fox box is probably the worst thing you ever have in a baseball. So, because it has made the whole, it's not a strike.
Right.
I don't have to swing a bat. Right. I don't have to swing the bat. So, anyway, what's your thing? How many ABs will Miguel Sano have in the rest of his Twins career? Will he get another 100?
No. I think it'll be fewer than 100.
I wonder if it also depends on injuries. He might, absolutely, when he comes back from surgery in August, if they need him, then he might get some ABs. But there's nothing he can do to be back with the Twins next year. And I don't think he's tradable.
Not unless you want to give, some prospect who's not any good.
I mean, not tradable to give away. Saying? I don't think anybody would take him.
You're probably right.
They're just moving away from those guys. Baseball, they want.
Well, but he goes back to, he is your point after the Astros playoff, the two games that the Twins lost. He's so unathletic. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else there but power. And the power is not there. And the most interesting thing, and I think this was in your column as well on Sunday, he can no longer catch up to that fastball.
Yes.
I mean, it's up gone. There.
Yeah. And I really, and as I pointed that out too, I really think not seeing the same guy three times ever hurts him too. Because what's he trying to do to me? I mean, I think he's not a bright fellow as far as walking around in society. I don't know as a hitter or what the deal is, if he ever has good thoughts as a hitter or not. But it is a bay. I was thinking about it and decided, I looked at that picture I had with him and I decided to write that column for Sunday because thinking, God, I went out of my way to have a picture taken with this guy and I got 5 in my portfolio. That's all. I got about 3, from 50 years. And, we thought he was going to be the baseball's leading slugger. Right?
Well, yeah.
2015.
In 15, he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great.
He had a strike zone.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
They'd light off that breaking
pitch. I have never been so fooled by a guy as him from 2015 in what, 81 games?
80 games.
Yep.
80 games.
That's as fooled as I've ever been by a player.
MVP. Yeah. Well, and a lot of it started, He gains 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you decide you're going to put him in right field because then he might work harder. First of all, somebody's got to get on a plane and fly to the Dominican.
Yes.
And spend 3 days with him and say, hey, come on, let's all the potential, let's see what you're doing. You can't just. Yep. And, and as I said, you can't come back, have him show back up. And he shows back up in spring training fairly early. And you got Ozzie Garcia teaching him how to play left field, right field.
I've never understood the whole thing about literally losing track of players for months.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, show up at Twins Fest. Oh, my God, you're 290 pounds.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Oh, my, what happened?
I've always said baseball needs a mini camp.
Yes.
They need a mini camp in early December where you negotiate it with the players.
Yep.
You don't even have to work out.
Yep.
Come and play golf, eat barbecue, have a collection, spend 3 days together and let me see what you've been doing this spring.
Yeah.
And let's
100%.
And let's have you run 60 yards in a straight line and see how long it takes you to get there, right?
Yeah.
See, that's all you need to do, but just peek at them.
Well, you've got to keep track of them, though.
Yes.
Like, they would just lose track, and he would come back fat and happy, and it would be a disaster.
Yeah. God, it was.
I do think you're right. If they had gotten to him like they should have, right? And just sort of controlled things a little bit, I think it's a different story.
What year did they, what year did he rip up his heel?
Ooh.
Because that was the spring he showed up looking fairly good.
Yeah, he looked great.
But unfortunately,
for a Winter League Championship.
Unfortunately, we let the Dominican doctors take care of a gash in his leg.
Which was suffered at a Winter League Championship celebration.
Yes. And the first time you hear that, you get your best doctor on a plane over there and say, let me look at this thing.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't even the old administration. This was the new administration.
I know.
You know.
He got hurt in that, and now hurt celebrating a bad base running play.
Yes, that's his injury. That's how it ends.
In a nutshell, this is him.
He got hurt. Yes, it is.
Celebrating a meaningless championship, and then some stupid, you know, he decides to round the base. Like there's no tomorrow. They somehow score a run because the Tigers are so inept, and he celebrates himself into being hurt.
Yes, yeah, it is really a metaphor for his career.
Yes,
it
is. That's Miguel Sano.
Anyhow,
all right.
Wild win. I don't know if it's six or seven.
That's what I was going to ask you. Come on,
six.
Okay,
there it is.
All right, back to back.
All right, wild and six.
Talk to you next week, Royce.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.